One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to play a game with you. Eventually, maybe we could do it on this episode. I'm going to find like commonly used phrases and then make up some fake ones. And he has to guess which ones are real or fake.
Or I feel like I'll figure that one out. Or
you know, say, hurt people hurt.
Yeah, but you don't know my brain. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Or you give him like one word that's in the saying. And say, what's the saying about this?
Oh, that's good. Wait, okay. What is the saying about...
Oh, we're doing this right now.
Why not?
Are we recording? Why not?
Well, we're hot. Let's see.
Are we recording? Okay.
What is a saying about... Hold on, let me think.
You trying to come up with a fake one?
Rain.
What?
Rain.
Are you coming up with words?
No. We're going to say like what the saying is about, and then you have to complete the saying.
Yeah, like the phrase has the word rain in it.
Like grass...
It's greener on the other side. Oh, so you're saying...
What's the saying?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, okay. So you're starting the phrase and I'm completing the whole
thing. I'm just saying like what it's about. So like the green grass saying, what is the saying?
Oh, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Okay.
It's not is though.
Okay, let's not get too technical.
I'll let it pass.
Okay, you said rain.
Yeah.
I don't know this phrase, so it's hard for me to...
You've definitely heard this before.
I genuinely, like, don't know. Can't, like,
raining. Put together the...
Oh, it's raining cats and dogs.
Yeah! Okay, how about milk?
You gotta give me a little bit more. I don't know what phrase.
Spilled milk.
It's rot...
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like... It's like spilled milk. God, it's sour like spilled milk.
Very good.
Really? I was going to say got
it's
milk.
No, it's not that.
Really?
What happens?
Like, don't cry over spilled milk.
Oh, see, I've never used that one.
Okay, come on with another one.
Okay. I love this, but I want to play the real game. Let me prep it and I'll bring it another time.
Okay.
But I'll make them really, like, we could have different levels of like easy to hard.
Mm-hmm. We should do a Jeopardy thing one time with like the Post-its. We did that on Pretty Basic one time. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something about like a wagon band.
Jumping on the bandwagon?
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The first thing in my head was wheels on the bus go round and around, and I knew that was wrong.
Okay, here I have one. Apples.
Don't compare oranges to apples.
I'll give you that one.
What is it?
Comparing apples to oranges. Oh, yeah. Like, good.
Okay. All right. Good. I got like, okay, a little dyslexia happening.
And what's the meaning of that? What does that mean to you?
Comparing apples, you're like when someone is trying to argue about something that has nothing to do with the other. Like, but what about
insane.
This?
Good.
Amazing.
Come on. Everybody knows that though. That was an easy one. That was an easy one.
I thought that was great. Okay.
Remy's like, I didn't know that one.
What happens with time if you're like enjoying yourself?
Time goes by so slowly.
Yeah, that's it.
I know which one you're saying.
As Madonna would say.
Time is
of the essence.
Time goes by faster. Time goes by fast when you're having fun.
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I give you points for creativity.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm just doing my best.
Okay.
Mm. Wait, we should give them one.
Okay.
I think the whole point of this game is that they think we're stupid.
Like, that's also not true. Alicia joined in for fun.
What, do you have a Coke deal or something?
Okay, Zane, here we go.
No, I think that's great, Zane. The way you like spun your hands here, you're like trying to.
That was so funny.
We love Diet Coke. We are big Diet Coke drinkers. Wait, on this episode.
Idioms.
Oh, they're called idioms.
Ooh. Okay. Well, you guys probably saw it because you're looking them up.
I didn't get that many good ones.
Try it because there's a whole bunch.
Arm.
Something's in arm's length.
Mm. Arm's reach.
I actually know this one.
Really?
Yeah, arm. That was really weird.
I need a little more than arm.
It's going to give it away. Arm.
I know. Can I guess?
Oh, you guess.
Guess, yeah.
You're scared. Pulling an arm and a leg.
Costing an arm and a leg. Oh, that's pretty good.
Very good. You got further than us.
You're pulling an arm and a leg.
Arm and a leg. Don't pull my arm and
legs. Okay, one more. Then we'll roll
it. It's fun, right?
This is so fun.
Okay.
My brain is being exercised.
It really is.
Okay, something. Okay, Zane. Something like, let's not talk about that problem right now. It has to do with like a bridge.
Let's not cross that bridge right now.
Build a bridge and get over it.
No. Water under the bridge.
No, you're on the right track, Zane. What's the saying?
Let's just not cross that bridge right now.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
Perfect.
Oh,
God.
And with that.
And with that, the 2024 has come to a close.
I was going
to
say, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, meaning the intro.
Right. Yes. Ready?
Hit it.
How's it? I'm Eve.
One day we need a compilation of every Hit It.
I'm already working on it.
I thought someone posted it. Did someone? No. I swear someone posted it. It was every single Hit It.
For our 1 year anniversary, which is coming up so soon. That'd
yes,
be really
we
cute.
Someone made it. I saw
Wait,
it.
Wait, hear me Damn. Out. You guys still have that DJ?
I sold it.
Fuck. We could have made a remix.
We wouldn't have known how to use it anyways.
Wait, who did you sell it on like Facebook Marketplace?
Facebook Market, baby.
Very good.
I didn't get nearly what I paid for it, but.
Oh, really?
The way I probably would have bought it from you.
Really?
I probably would have.
Zane and I, we thought we were going to be DJs.
I think everybody has that dream.
And it just seems so fun. It just seems so fun. And Heath and I feel like both of our brains can like really make some good hits.
Also, like, especially during your party era, I can just see like the raging,
It just started collecting dust. And instead of like easing our way into something, we never like start with a cheaper option. It was just like you search in DJ equipment and then filter and sort by price high to low.
In your head, you're like, well, I need a good one.
We need that.
Yeah.
That's
we're like, we can't get the most expensive one, but get like the...
A solid
middle
one.
Tier.
Yeah, middle
it
tier.
It didn't even get to the point where like we started using it and I asked Zane for half of the money. That's how it didn't even get used. I bought it and then we were like, we'll get around to it.
I feel
like it's also a lot harder than it looks. I really
yes.
do think
yes,
that.
Yes, I agree.
I wouldn't even know how to like turn it on, so.
What was your name going to be?
Didn't even get there.
What? Yeah, we didn't
Wait,
even
we
get
to,
that
I'm
far.
I'm sorry,
let's do a DJ
right
name.
Now. DJ Romy's good.
Drunken Drunker.
DJ Romy. Drunken Drunker.
Zee-hee-hoo.
But you know DJs have like weird names like Fred again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Zee-hoo-hee-hee.
And you could have had a residence at Zook. I feel like that would have been Zee-hoo at Zook.
DJ Zee-hoo on the beat.
I kind of love it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that it was. Kinda. Heath, I know.
Now you guys are getting me excited. I'm gonna buy it back. Hey, I know.
We did get really excited about that. I remember, like, we would have many calls. We're like, oh my god, this is it for us.
I feel like in the same way that like every kid at some point wants to be like a veterinarian, like every adult has
Not
a
me.
Fleeting
that's
moment.
Remy. That's Remy's dream.
Just Remy.
Never crossed my mind.
I thought really as
Never.
A kid you didn't want to be a vet.
No,
I every kid wanted to be a vet.
Really?
Really?
I thought they all wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
That too. Okay.
Well, similar.
Sorry, keep going. But
well, Let me just say, welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. Oh. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm
And welcome back to another episode. I really like the intro that we were doing at Brain Exercise. Can we implement some sort of brain exercise every, because I really needed that.
I do like that. I agree.
I agree. Yeah. Also, apologies if I sound under the weather. It's because I slightly am, so
yeah, no,
don't mind me.
That's another avoid, saying avoid, like, good.
This way, so I don't, you know, under I don't, you don't get me sick. Would that be nice? You know?
Speaking of brain exercises, we are bringing back a classic cult favorite game today.
It really is.
Then I feel as though we should kick off soon because it is going to take up the entirety of the episode.
Yeah. So we're going to be playing the word game. A lot of people like this one. It's highly recommended. People want to see it again.
People usually call it secret word game, secret mystery word. Yep. We've used the different forms of that.
We don't really have a name for it.
Yeah.
But we play it every so often, and we're going to be switching it up this time. We're going to be doing it as a team. So it's going to be 2 versus 2, and we're going to know what our partner's words are so we could like lay it up, give them a little alley-oop, probably try to like help them get to their word. So there's going to be 4 words in total between the 2-person team. So right now we've got a little cup full of names. We're going to draw our teammate real quick, and then we're going to draw our secret words that we're going to have to get out at some point in the episode.
Yeah.
Also, we only need 2 people to draw because obviously the other two will. Who wants to do the honors?
And wait. And before we start, quick rules. I feel like we change the rules every time. You have, how many chances do we have to try to guess if that word is correct, right? You can't have unlimited lives.
You're right.
I just struggle talking. Like,
you want to go four? Four guesses for the four words?
Four guesses for 4 words.
Oh, I like that.
Or okay. You want to get say 5. We'll give them like just
an extra. Yeah, yeah, like you get like a
and you have bonus.
And what do you mean by 5?
So, like, if I think you said a secret word, I get to call you out on it.
Okay. And once you hit 5 words, and if you're right, you get to keep the point. But if you are wrong, you lose the point. Let's say you use all...
that's a good way to play.
Oh, is that not how you play?
Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll keep it 4.
I mean, you kind of gagged us there.
Okay.
We'll keep it 4. Okay. So, and you get 4 guesses to call the person out. Mm-hmm. So, say, I think you're saying one of your secret words.
Margaritaville.
Yes. If I call it out and I get it right, I don't lose one of my guesses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, gorgeous. Love this game.
I'm scared I'm going to be in the negatives.
Yeah, I tend to not do guesses because I'm too scared. I feel like I'm always wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's but okay.
I'm going to really lock in.
I know.
In this
episode.
Okay.
I think for teams, one person just picks and whoever that teammate is, that's your team. And then we're good.
I'm going to pick my partner.
Oh, yeah. We only need one.
Yeah, we just need 1 person to pick.
Okay, Heath, do the honors.
Come on, you're so right. Then, yeah, the rest chooses.
Yeah. Math.
Come on, Heath. You, baby, I know it's going to be me. It's going to be me, baby.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me. Let's go.
And my partner for the game is...
He's like, shit, I'm...
Zee! Yeah, baby!
We got this.
We've got telepathy.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, wait. So now we pick our words?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have to draw. Okay, here we go. So we also have the bucket of words right here. We're going to draw 2.
Okay.
Draw 2.
Each person.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing. without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
Okay. I'm giving them ASMR.
I can work with this.
Not at your crotch.
Zane, I'm going to text you my words. So you know what mine are?
You know it's a big word when my phone keeps wanting to autocorrect it.
Not a big word.
Oh, I love the hints. I love the hints. It's great. Oh, shit. Mm? Oh God, that's all I'm going to think about now.
Yeah, it's so hard to focus on the conversation when you're trying to get your words out.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah. People love it. The people want it. We're going to
get it. I'm already acting weird.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, you looked at me
I caught myself. Sorry.
You just have your game face on. That's okay.
Is there a prize? What's the prize?
Should we buy lunch for each other?
Yes.
Oh, I like that idea. The prize doesn't need to be Aspen again. Let's just do a little low-key.
Maybe we need a whole trip. Maybe we'll bet trips when we actually get taken on one.
Yeah, we have to finish.
That's true. Okay, we need to get them out there first.
We'll go to Aspen.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
All right.
Are we going to cry this episode or are we good?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
I wanted to bring this up last episode. I forgot. You posted a video of you bawling while reading a book. Oh. She posted a whole thing bawling, reading this like
smut book.
It was like a smut, like
it's a war dragon college Hogwarts with dragons. Book.
It's like what kind of stuff is in it again?
It's like there's like a lot of war and they're all at college learning their like magic and
shit. I thought it was like a Harry Potter Hogwarts like,
kinda,
type.
Kinda, but with dragons.
What's like the time period of this?
No idea. I don't know if it might have been said, but it's definitely like
it's pretty much like Game of Thrones book, but like she's bawling while reading a book. I'm like, how are you bawling reading words? I just don't, and I know I don't read. I can't picture like how do words make you cry? I understand watching something like
Zane's
watching.
Never
a show.
Gotten a text from a girlfriend.
No, the text is different because that's real life. It's like someone is texting you something like they're like that makes sense. I get that.
Yeah,
but this is a book.
Have
you know
ever
what I mean?
Cried during Game of Thrones?
It's been like it's hard for me to cry with a show like that because it's. I think it's like the time period and all that.
But instead of a
but
movie.
But yes, I would cry while watching a show. Sure. But if you think about it, what really brings emotions is like the soundtrack and the scene. And if you really think about it, picture painted for him.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. It's
but
easier,
like, it's just on your imagination, you know?
I guess.
Like it's, you just, yeah.
I just don't understand that. The best part
is like, I filmed that video to send to my friends who are also reading it. And then I literally like, I don't think I've looked worse in my life.
You're
like,
being vulnerable.
No, but I was like, this will be funny. It'll do good. I literally looked like a slug. Like truly, I was like, I'm not making this for a TikTok. Like I filmed the video and then I was like, fuck, I should post this. This is funny.
Slug.
No!
Damn. I thought for sure that was one.
Damn.
Sorry, Zane.
You felt it in your heart that was a word.
Yeah. But damn, yeah, I sobbed. Oh my God.
Damn, Heath. And oh, man, it sucks that you said that. I wish we could almost like, I could ring you back in. if I heard that word and I know it's not, and you could ring, like, that's not the word. Because she actually said that when we were on the phone call the other night. She said, I look like a slug. So I knew that definitely wasn't the word.
Yeah, that's definitely
just like a little ring, just ring back. Like, no.
What's the story about? Give us a little summary.
Oh, okay. it's about college dragons,
magic. Picture like obviously love.
I want to like imagine it. So
okay,
like,
so I need
like
you to go
a time period that I should think of.
Picture
like
Star
an era
Wars
or something.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no iPhones. It didn't say like exactly the time, but there's definitely like newer technology. But there's a lot of magic. So think like oh my God, I'm so bad with fucking I don't even know what the day is today. Like BC. No, I don't know.
What's the era? Like the year
yeah,
of.
Yeah, what is the era?
What are we trying to alley-oop here?
Yeah. The assist is coming in hard on that end of the room.
So what's it about?
So yeah, Alicia, let's talk about what's in the book.
When, like, what was the time period? Was it medieval?
Like, maybe like Mesozoic era?
Zane.
I'm sorry, what was that word again?
Mesozoic.
The Mesozoic.
I looked it up. Onyx Storm is during the Mesozoic era. Look it up.
It was like about.
She was on Google.
I was on Google. I looked
She's
it up.
She's on Google. No, I'm not gonna use that.
No, because she was trying to force what's the time period, what era.
To imagine what like what the book is about, and I'm trying to imagine
war,
the
love.
Character.
They can read each other's.
There's no way she got that lucky with me saying era, and it was exactly that era. There's no way I looped her that good. So I don't think that's the word. I'm not
bro,
gonna use
look it. At Remy, bro. We have to call that.
No, but what if there, she's alley-ooping for us to be in this debacle right now, for
debacle,
us to fight over
debacle.
This? That's not the word.
I didn't say that's my what I think it was. I just
she just said the word debacle.
I just love yelling debacle.
Debacle.
Wait, is that one of their words? Hold on. I feel like
no,
a,
there's
I feel
no
like,
way.
I feel
there's
like
no
Spider-Man.
Way. There's no way.
Let's just move on.
You want to move on because there's something here.
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry. These girls.
I did cry.
These girls really like they piss me the fuck off when we play these games because they play these little tricks and it's
tricks?
Like and what sucks is that we actually didn't come up with a rule of how you like, the way she thought that was my word. She was about to say that was my word.
Yep.
Okay. No, we'll be honest. Were you saying debacle as a word?
Yeah, I thought it was your word.
But we'll let it slide. All right. How are we gonna say
pretty privilege?
How are we gonna say it when someone has a like? What's the Do we just say your word is this?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Is debacle your word?
Yeah, you have to raise. I like that.
Raise your hand, and that is confirmation that you're calling
yes.
it. So are you calling debacle?
Word? Yes.
Are you calling debacle?
I'm going to be honest. But if you want to not let it slide, then that's. Or
should we let it slide?
It's fine. We can take it. We're still going to win.
Honest. Yeah, if she tried it.
I tried.
Then we can count it.
Okay. I tried. Because I have guts to try.
And we have four each or four as a team?
Four. As
Five.
A team.
As a team.
As a team.
Four. Sorry, Red.
All right, that's so okay. we're both negative right now. All right, okay. Debacle is not the word, Alicia.
Okay, I tried.
Okay.
But what if it's their
so
word?
So you both.
What if it's their word?
Dude, it's all Jedi mind tricks right now that they're like trying to.
But like that could be the word because Alicia even goes as far as, do you think that? I think that's your word. You know, but it's their word. That's how sneaky they are.
So we both had four to start with, and now we're both teams
both
are down to three.
Do we still want to?
I'm still iffy about Mesozoic.
Wait, I do want to hear more about the book, though.
Okay, they can read each other's minds. So, like, the sex scenes are so good. But there's not as many as, like, your smutty hockey books.
I love a smutty hockey book.
Are you a puck slut?
Yes.
I would, like, in
puck
my
bunny.
Brain, yeah, a little bit.
Wait, what do you mean, like, smutty hockey book? Like, hockey players are doing
like, there's a whole genre of just specifically hockey smut. So it's like it'll usually be like the girl talking and then the guy talking and then the girl talking and the guy talking like in a chapter, like in from their POV.
Yeah.
And it's always the figure skater with the hockey player.
Yes, that's icebreakers. But there are usually, it's like the hockey team, for instance, in icebreakers, they have two different rinks and then one of their rinks breaks down. So they only have one rink. So then the hockey players have to share with the figure skaters and then they fall in love.
Oh my
God.
But like, and then I was up against the glass.
No, literally.
That's what smut is. It goes like very far into
fantasy. It's very descriptive sex scenes. Like very descriptive.
Wow,
and in those, there's probably like what? Like damn near 12 chapters out of the whole thing are just like straight.
It's just straight.
Yeah.
I think
for Patreon, it'd be so funny for you guys to read smut like as ASMR. I think that'd be so funny.
I think that we can do it.
Like you know, the calm app where it's like, and da 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 da, like kind of stuff. Like that would be fun. But ASMR,
I
and
like
then you can't
it.
Laugh because if you laugh, it's going to be too loud. So you have to be quiet.
Oh, ASMR.
Remember
we found one on like what's pad? What's that?
Wattpad.
Wattpad. Remember they were making ones of us? So,
no way.
This was like when we were like,
popping,
like, popping along back then, and we looked like. Remember what we looked like?
And
so
like
people,
it was about
people
YouTube?
Were making smut about when we look like that.
And then he burned a cigarette on my forehead.
Yeah,
no
I was like,
way.
They
about,
were going all out with like the.
That you know what though, like that what I feel like the Tumblr era.
Well, was it like one was based off the other? Wasn't Twilight or 50 Shades of Grey was Twilight smut or vice versa?
50 Shades.
50 Shades was like, Twilight smut, right?
Oh.
It was like based on
Twilight.
That.
Twilight.
Yeah,
there's no vampires in that.
No, I did see something about like the lead singer of, I think, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, I love 30 Seconds to Mars.
Made a song because okay, I might be getting this totally wrong, but I thought it was 30 Seconds to Mars made a song because like 9/11 happened. And then if they didn't make that song, somebody wouldn't have been inspired
yes.
to make what Twilight. Is that called? And then Twilight wouldn't have been.
Butterfly Effect? Or
yeah.
It was something like that where there was a series of events that happened.
All
where
because
it all connected.
Of like the one song that it like traced back.
Whoa,
something crazy.
Was
like
it
really
Fifty
crazy.
Shades? I also found it. I got Smut mixed up with fanfic. So Smut, we were talking about, well, you were talking about Smutty fanfic, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, yes.
I was just talking about, I meant to say just fanfic. 50 Shades of Grey is based off Twilight. It originated as a fanfic for the young adult teen romance novel series Twilight.
Oh, like they just wanted
it's
more.
It's the adult erotic BDSM romantic franchise. Interesting. So they're linked.
Got it.
It was inspired.
Got it. Maybe Twilight should come back with like something like very smutty. Like the Twilight, like just a different realm of Twilight, but like Twilight makes it.
Okay.
For the fans to come back, but it's like raunchy.
But Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we'll never see them together again.
I don't think so.
And do they hate each other because of like on set? Like
she cheated on him.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, they were dating in real life.
Yeah. With a director of the Snow White and the Huntsman movie.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
T.
Dang.
But now also, he's married to Suki Waterhouse.
Yes. Do you remember Pop and Suki?
Pop and Suki.
The bags.
I know.
That is such a niche.
I love those
era
bags.
On YouTube.
Yes. Damn. I love those bags.
There's
Can I say something?
Of course.
Might be a little bit of a hot take, but it's something that I've noticed, and I really don't understand why. Everything like romance movies, novels, things like that, that everybody really likes, they're all based on infidelity, where you're rooting for that.
Mm.
And I think it's so bizarre how that it's like idolized. Like everything has to do.
I think it's because it's like secretive.
Also, can you
and
give
you have
an
to
example?
Think of
like everything is like romantic. Like, people were like rooting for Jim and Pam, but like Pam was cheating technically. Like she was engaged. Like almost every like romance novel, everything is about like the person cheating and like you're rooting for who like
I have to
that
be-
they think the other person is better.
Yeah.
That they're like cheating with. I don't understand that.
The first time I ever like thought that though was Titanic. I was like, I'm for it.
Oh,
I'm fucking
right.
For
like
it.
Everything.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Where I think like, it's because I think in those type of scenarios, they show how terrible that other person is. But I see what you mean. But
it's
they
all
get away with it because they show.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They show. But they do show if they would never show someone that they're cheating against a romance type and they're like
in a happy, healthy relationship.
You know what? What's that movie? Baby Girl. Baby Girl. The movie Baby Girl.
I don't know it.
Sorry, I was thinking maybe it was your word. What
no, Baby,
that?
The movie with Nicole Kidman. No,
oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
no.
Have you seen it? Oh, we watched it in the movie theater. So that movie, I was hoping one of you guys at least watched it.
I heard it was pretty crazy though.
She's in I'm pretty sure she's in a good relationship and the husband is like very, very nice. He's a good man, but the whole movie is her pretty much cheating on him with like a younger dude.
So you hate her.
But like you kind of like her as the main character. Is that what you're saying?
It's definitely. I think it's like a girls' movie for sure. Mm. Like the way they kind of like it. It was very like 50 Shades of Grey. It was a lot of like scenes where it like kind of played with the girls' like fantasy of like, you know, oh my god, like this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like more for cougars.
Do you feel bad for the husband the whole movie though while you're watching?
Or is it just kind of like a side plot?
Yeah,
kind of.
You kind of do because I think in that movie. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not having any scenes missing, but he was like a really good husband and he was very sweet. But I think that was the first time where they actually didn't show that he was
husband
was an asshole. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, I think it's like sometimes secret is like being secretive is like hot, I guess. Like
it's
when it
like you want what you can't have.
Exactly.
Vibes,
you want what you can't have.
Here we go. This is a list. Sleepless in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail, Moonstruck, Four Weddings, Funeral, The Wedding Singer, Runaway Bride, Sabrina, Titanic, The Baxter, Scott Pilgrim, My Best Friend's Wedding, The Wedding Date.
Scott Pilgrim.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. Can I see that list?
Yeah. Do you want me to screenshot it so we could post it?
Yeah, I was just curious if everything on that list is what you're reading.
The Land Before Time.
I like the teams better. I like that was, the teams better.
That was such
it's
an
It's either
odd.
Really, really funny or she was getting a word out.
Yeah.
Please guess it. Please feel free.
Ooh, the confidence. She's trying to.
Yeah, she's trying to like.
Do you want to?
It's such a cop way to pull that shit out. Like this word? Fuck off. Like this one?
You could do it right now.
I will.
Do it.
Like the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Or Star Wars? This is dumb. No, we shouldn't do this. So right now, we're going to get all of our words. That won't be fun. Because I already got.
You got one out?
Anyways, today, I was on the phone with my manager, Tommy. Shout out to Tommy. And I literally pick up the phone. I'm like, hey. And he goes, ah!
What happened?
As I was on the phone with him, someone backed into his car.
No.
I know. It was okay. It wasn't bad. I was like, are you okay?
That's not funny.
No, no, no. It was just funny how he reacted. And then it was funny, though, because it was a call between my agent, my manager, and I, but only Tommy picked up first. So it was just us. I was like, are you okay? He's like, I got into a car accident. I was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And then our agent jumps in, and then he's like, what's going on? And I was like, he just got into a car accident. And then Tommy goes, don't be dramatic. I'm fine. I was like, you just said it was a car accident. He's all right, though.
That's good. That's good.
I don't know if I told you this, Remy, but when we were doing the wedding dress video, we had gotten there early. So we're sitting there and literally this like car accident happens right in front of us. And we were like trying to figure out who was at fault, whose car was what, da da da.
We got a whole show. It was amazing.
There was there was a white BMW right in front of us.
We didn't see the initial. Did you see the initial hit?
I didn't see it, but I remember seeing a white BMW. And then from where I could see, there was also it was a van. I want to say it was like a Odyssey or something like that, like Honda. But then the white BMW, there's like a little scratch on the side, and there was another car involved, but it was red. I didn't see what kind it was. And then the one here, the guy was like
three car accidents.
There was three people. Oh, so I don't know if the other guy just stopped, but long story short, I'm saying all of this because similar car accident. But the guy ended up coming. I got out of the car finally. Like, they could see that we were watching. I, like, vlogged a little bit of it. I didn't show them, but I was just like, holy shit, this happened. I know. And then
he probably got so excited when he did see a camera. That he was like, are they filming?
Well, when I finally got out, the guy comes up and he's, like, frazzled. He's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know if you saw, this, like, Honda Odyssey, like, hit me. Like, did you happen to, like see it just as a witness? And I literally was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
He talked to you?
He talked to me and he was like, sorry, my hands are, like, shaking. He's like, I'm trying to talk to this lady and she literally isn't gonna, like, she's not cooperating. Like she
looked crazy.
She did look cool. And then I felt so bad. And the reason why I brought this up was because I was like, fuck, I just got the dash cam. She made me get a dash cam and I literally had it here and I meant to install it and I didn't. And he literally was like,
no,
damn it. I'm like, oh, I would have paid you like so much money.
That's
if
a
you
sign
like
though,
had
to get it up. Like,
I know
as soon
I need to do that
sign,
today,
yeah.
But literally the whole time I was like, fuck.
There's people pulling all types of shit, but most people have it. So I feel like people are too scared to pull anything, but
yeah.
Like
my
Tesla, remember the accident that was caused by me?
Yeah.
And I was trying to retrieve the footage, but the Tesla cameras, it doesn't record once if your battery's under like 30%.
Oh.
Or something. It just doesn't record, which is crazy.
You also have to have like something enabled on it too for some reason.
Yeah, you have to like manually turn it on and then you have to hope that there's no accident under 30%.
That makes sense though, because when your phone's on low battery, it'll like turn off other things to conserve the battery.
Yeah, it's weird.
But 30%
though, that's kind of a lot.
I know.
I know, exactly. It like makes no sense.
And you always have your battery dead.
Well, I like to run it all the way because I think that's what you're supposed to do with Tesla batteries. You let it run all the way and then once it's dead, you recharge it.
Yeah, they have to charge it every day.
I bought two of the portable batteries you recommended.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Are they amazing? I'm going to put stickers on it so we all know it's mine.
Did I tell you guys about that accident? Like that was full. Like I like blacked out while driving.
What?
Like yeah, I was driving and I went into it like a full like something like took over my body. It was crazy and I was like having like anxiety already and driving and then I just this is so crazy saying this, but like full on. And I drove right into the side of like some like AT&T truck and I stopped. It wasn't that crazy. No.
Sure. It's just this visual that's crazy.
It's crazy because I always have
intrusive thoughts.
Like,
on the freeway.
It may have been like an intrusive thought. I don't know. But I think it was mainly I just was not looking
At your blind spot.
At my blind spot. And I just like, I full on hit this guy, but it was great.
It was great.
It was great.
No, it was amazing. We both got out. Okay. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Are you? It was so sweet. He was like, no, that's where, are you good? And then I took his information, and then I was on my way to the doctor's office for my anxiety.
Did you tell your doctor?
I'm so sorry. I got into a car accident before coming here. Okay, we're going to get you in right away.
Was that you subconsciously trying not to like go?
Maybe.
Like your body's just like,
sorry, yeah, couldn't make it.
Wait. Okay. Damn.
Or just ready to go.
When you said blocked out at first, I thought you were drunk. And I was like, Zane.
No, Jesus. No,
good. Okay.
No.
You just physically.
No.
I just like, I don't know like what happened.
I know like, you had the thought. What about?
Sometimes like something possesses my body. You know, who fucking knows?
The other day you drove off and Rem goes, he drives fast.
You get in that car and speed off.
Zane
so
drives
fast.
Really fast.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, the Teslas, you know, they're sensitive. Like the pedals, you
my
press
foot
on it,
slipped.
You press on it and you go like 70 all at once.
Oh, okay.
It's not my fault. Blame Elon. That's his fault.
We can blame him for a
period.
Lot.
Period.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I meant to bring this up earlier, but I found this creator on TikTok who does prank calling, and it's like, I get secondhand embarrassment, but it's so entertaining. Hold on, let me find their profile so I can say it right. Okay, Cassandra Bowman. Have you seen any of these videos?
No.
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.
There was one where this girl got cheated on, so she's there while they're calling, and they call the ex-boyfriend, guy who cheated on the girl that's sitting there, and they make it sound like they're a Karen who works at Planned Parenthood and says that he has 4 different like STDs, and literally it was like so sad but like so funny, and the guy like believed it.
Oh.
It was so funny though.
Hi Eduardo, this is Cassandra. I'm with Planned Parenthood for Denton. We have multiple clients come into our premises who have listed you as a sexual partner. And unfortunately, we've had them test positive for multiple sexually transmitted diseases, and it's mind
blowing. Can I ask which one?
Yeah. You're gonna pick a number on 1 to 4, and I'm gonna tell you an STD.
4?
Gonorrhea.
I guess 3? What?
Crabs.
Okay, 2?
Chlamydia.
1?
AIDS.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the first one now?
The numbers 4?
I think it was just like a funny little bit to make him like pick the number and then say what.
And then
you think that's real? Like that number thing kind of threw me off. There's no way that.
Okay, wait. This one also was really funny because they called a mom and made it sound like their kid was, or no, they called a mom to like say a story or someone from the school, I think. And then you hear the mom like start yelling at their kid, like, what did you do? Like, it was so fun. It was so funny.
I love prank calls, but I also, I know what you, I feel so bad every time I watch when the people are like going along with it and they
like,
believe
a little
it. I'm
too
like,
far.
Oh.
It makes me so, I get secondhand embarrassment. So
yes.
I wonder if they like, right after the video is done, or like they end the video, they just say, by the way, this is a prank call, or do they just like let it ride?
Well, also to record a phone call though, you need permission. Certain states.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that from the Kanye Taylor drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe the state that this person's in allows.
But also you'd have to prove where they are. I guess it's maybe a little. This one was funny. Calling BYU to report premarital hand-holding and a naked Santa running across campus, except things get insane.
This is Brenna. How can I help you?
Hi, Brendan. This is Cassandra. I'm actually calling because I had some concerning behavior that I witnessed while I was touring the college with my son.
Brenna. It's Brenna, by the way, okay?
Oh my God! I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's probably a trauma response. Anyways, it goes on for a long time. It was really funny.
Yeah, he really commits.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of like Jake Shane, where he like doing like a bit of some sort.
Yeah,
like
I love his little bits where he takes like a situation. It's like almonds finding out that they're chocolate covered almonds or something like that. Like so funny.
It's such a good format.
Yeah, and it's so good that there's people that just constantly send in like hundreds of ideas.
Yeah, shout out to the people that are submitting the ideas, because that's like super creative too.
Yeah. That's like the real, not the real talent, but like that is like half the talent, I would say.
Yeah,
do you guys, because you guys used to do like a shit ton of bits. Do you have like one that you're like, that was one of our favorites?
I thought you were about to shit on us. Because I know you guys used to like film.
I used to like do that.
You guys used to like do your jobs.
No, like do you have a favorite bit you guys ever did?
I think Catch Me Outside was
that whole thing was
that
really
was really
good.
Funny. Did you guys hear about the Catch Me Outside?
I don't think so. I mean, the girl,
Bad Baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
David was doing a video where Bad Baby.
Yeah.
She was popping off. Like everybody was talking
Mariah's
about
cousin.
Her. And Mariah's cousin.
Did I ever tell you that?
Wait, are they actually cousins?
Yeah.
No.
They're related.
No way.
Yeah, Catch Me Outside and Mariah.
It's like a second cousin through marriage.
How did she find that out?
She was on Facebook and she saw like one of her like aunts commenting and like relatives like being like happy birthday, because her name is Danielle Bergoli.
Danielle, that's right, yeah.
And she has Bergolis in her family. And she called her mom and was like, hold on, are we related to Bad Baby? And she was like, yeah, that's on this side, like.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
so crazy.
Insane. I wish you invited her to the wedding.
We probably could have.
Damn. That was a missed chance. And that'd have been amazing.
She's a good rapper.
She could have performed.
Your walk-off song.
Is she coming? Did you just ask if she's coming to the wedding?
No, I wish she came to the wedding.
But no, we didn't invite her.
Oh my gosh, she could have said, go bestie. Are you kidding me? And then me and you dance off? What?
Since when are you guys having a dance?
Yeah, right?
Your wedding.
Are you, Mariah would have respected it. She would have been like, Zane,
instead
you
of
know
like
what?
The
I'm going to go grab a drink real quick. You get this moment real quick.
Instead of the father-daughter dance, or like it's like Zane going in with him.
Dancing a Bad Baby.
And up
is
next,
crazy.
We have the bestie dance.
The bestie dance.
Thank you. Oh my God.
All right. Well, anyways, she was... got invited to do a video. They did this bit, hilarious bit. It was so good.
It was like a week after she blew up on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Oh. It was, or maybe it was around there. No. I don't know if it was a week, but it was around that time. Yeah.
Right when she was like popping off.
Yeah. And then apparently video went live. Things got sour. Her team wanted it removed for some reason. And so it had to be removed. And then Heath and I came in and we did the same exact bit. We created the same bit, but we were Bad Baby.
Dressed as Bad Baby.
And like, just to kind of save the video. But it was, it was just like a really funny, like bit that
super
we loved.
Fun to film.
Y'all really stepped up to the, what's that saying?
The play.
Yeah, stepped up.
That one was really funny too, because Heath and I went so far. We went so far with the bit where we were like bleeding after.
Wait,
like,
well,
that kind of happened a lot
that actually before.
Now I'm gonna
this is jogging a memory.
I don't remember. Mm. But also, which time? Like
you've bled quite a bit.
I've bled quite a bit.
Have you bled my dove?
I've bled my dove. I've bled for the bit. Bled for the bit many times. Love a good bit, you know?
It's so funny though, because people would like see stuff like, do you remember like it seemed like we were like wrecking stuff.
Yeah.
Without having like permission to do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was it ever like staged, like a table would be half broken, so when you landed it would break?
Every time I would jump from like up high and like crush a table.
No.
Were you buying the $20 IKEA tables? The lac tables? Is that what they're called?
No, that was more Alex.
Alex would step his foot through it, but those were those tables. Yeah.
Those cheap tables.
But
okay.
Also the tables that Heath was doing those dives in, those like there weren't tables. Like the strongest tables. They were like Target tables. Like
that's
it wasn't
crazy,
that
you guys.
Bad.
The pizzeria jump really hurt.
Yeah,
though.
He was also heavy too. He was heavier.
It was easier to break.
He was heavier back then, so like it was easier to break. And he put a lot of bam into it.
I came out like Quasimodo, man. My back after that was hunched. But like that jump was the worst because I actually like hurt myself on it. But
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
It's just so funny. Like when we were breaking the glass bulbs and stuff over the pool table.
Oh my. Yeah. That was
like in the video. It seems like we were just being crazy and like drunk.
It looks kind of irresponsible too, but it was all like, we were just doing it because we knew it would be like a funny bit.
Like we would come up with the idea and be like, is it cool if we do this? He's like, all right, yeah.
Oh, funny. Like, can I hang from the chandelier?
That's
knowing it'll probably fall.
Right.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So, but you know, it was like all cut, edited nicely in.
But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was like being in a rage room.
Yes.
Sometimes like, you know, you go to a rage room, you're allowed to break everything and break shit because it's like, that's the point of it. But sometimes
to a rage room for team bonding?
Have you done one?
No.
I would love to. Mariah and I did it one time. It is so much fun.
Really?
Sometimes it gets a little bit scary because like you literally can just wreck stuff.
Really?
And the one that we went to had a car in it.
What?
So you're standing
on the car.
Wait,
did you pay extra for a car? Because I knew you have to be extra for a car.
I don't remember.
There was a break room that I was looking at where it was like one price for a regular room with stuff.
For
and
plates.
Then the extra, the more expensive one had a car in it where you could smash.
Idea. We go to a rage room and we film it slow-mo like a music video. And we'll remix
Carrie Underwood
and
I've done my key into the side of his pretty little.
That's really fun. Idea. We should do it.
Oh my God. I'm picturing like a slow-mo
blank space.
Schoolisha destroys school.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We should also go ice skating.
I didn't want to be a veterinarian when I was younger, but I did want to be an ice skater.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. But then you became a drummer instead, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't guessed any of their words yet. And that
I did,
kind of
and I was wrong.
I love these little segments we're presenting because we are...
We're all trying to get to the word.
Uh-huh. This is what you guys get when we have these type of episodes. Stage segments
just
that we
navigating.
Are trying so hard to put in words.
It's more like you can just tell our minds
My
are somewhere else.
My God knows it's not ice skating, but that was really random.
But remember in the beginning, he was like, these are like okay. So like maybe they're not as crazy as...
Ice skating. Damn You just really want to ice skate.
I just really want to ice skate.
Okay, I love that.
You know, Cal's a really good ice skater. He played ice hockey. He can teach us.
No wonder you love your hockey smut.
That's why you love that shit, right?
Circle,
man.
I didn't think about
that.
We
had
to get you a little tutu.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
you know, we should do a video for Remy and Cal to really like hit it off in the ice.
Uh-huh.
Little icebreaker.
Ooh. Okay.
We film all slow-mo.
We should do another dance video soon. People loved the dance video.
I know Mariah should do.
Hold on, Zane.
Yeah, that kind of slipped in there, huh?
Got one.
What'd you say?
I said that it could be called Freakalicious.
Freakalicious.
Should we?
Sure. Freakalicious.
Nope. Damn, that's two.
I only did that because you wanted it.
That's two.
It's okay. We're at one, but we need to start.
That was a very Alicia word. Freakalicious.
Yeah, it didn't even make sense.
I was thinking freak. Well,
I said freak, and I think she heard me, and then added Alicious in it, because you know her name's Alicia. Mm-hmm. Licious.
Love it.
That's her brain. I know how her brain operates.
Mm. Yeah, you do.
Slug.
Slug fetus.
Slug. Oh, I got a story for you guys. I said a long time ago on Unfiltered, but it's so good that I gotta say it again.
It's okay. We have some new viewers here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe
yes.
They didn't hear it.
I know a lot of you guys haven't
new
heard
viewers
this one
being
yet.
Us.
So I used to work at Forever 21 time ago.
Yes.
Oh, I definitely forgot. Sorry.
Forever 21. I worked at I was like the only guy.
Yes.
The store full of girls.
I remember this.
It was one of my first jobs. I was I believe I was 17.
Oh my God.
Working there. It was my first like retail job. And we worked at Sawgrass Mall. It was like the one of the biggest malls in like Florida. And there was constantly people
you
like
would love Sawgrass
Mall. And tourists love Sawgrass. So like the mall was like
that's
always
what a
like
Rainforest Cafe is.
Yeah, 70% filled with tourists. It was always packed. It was just like you'll always find a job there because they're always hiring there.
It's also like a destination spot. Like if you're in the area, you're coming to visit, like you go to Fort Lauderdale, it's like a must do thing when you come to the area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a huge mall and they also have like the designer stuff like outdoors. It's like a kind of outlet type.
Yeah.
The whole thing is an outlet mall.
Oh, hell
they
yeah.
Also, they'll buy clothes in bulk and then go bring it to their country and resell it there. Like there was a lot of people that did that in Sawgrass Mall too. So I worked at Forever 21, and so at the mall, we would have a lot of people that would come and steal, right? But the rules for Forever 21 was that if you see someone stealing, all you can do, this is the dumbest rule I still think to this day.
This was like a mall rule.
All you could do is go up to them and encourage them to
you have to back. Like basically ask them if they you can't accuse them.
Yeah. I remember
is
that.
Is there anything
you can't
else?
Stop anybody, yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
To your car, like just anything. You have to like use like trick words, but you cannot show that like you pretty much know that they have something in their bag.
Question: if you saw someone stealing, did you actually care, or were you like, I'm just here to work and go home?
Me personally, when I was working there, I
cared.
At the same time,
and Paxson.
You're working
because like I worked to pay for things.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's the courtesy, principle of like don't be a thief. Like be a good person. Like, so I would get upset like if I caught somebody stealing.
Like I'm here working a minimum wage job to like help people. I'm not like going in and stealing. I'm here working. So there was a lot of people that would come and steal, right? And they'll steal in bulk. They'll like throw it in their bag and run out, or they'll do it sneakily. But like, it was a big, big problem for Forever 21. And so we would see thieves in there all the time, let it go. But there was this one thief that came in, which was much more different than anything we've ever seen. This one was like, we could not believe that this lady was able to trick us this perfectly. This lady comes in with her kid, right? And this lady is wearing a full see-through black lace.
Think Bianca.
Like in one piece, like skin tight, right? Think Bianca, like Kanye's wife, but it was black.
Like with legs or like a dress?
It was
like
full bodysuit. It was full sleeve.
Okay.
Down
like
to
like
the leg.
Like a cat suit.
Yeah, the bodysuit, yeah. But it was like lace black, but you saw everything. It was unbelievable.
With this, a child.
So this lady's walking through and she's just like, she's checking out stuff and the whole store, because the whole store saw and we just like, we couldn't help but just stare. Yeah. We were all looking, we're like, there's no way this lady, you could see, again, you, it wasn't like you saw everything.
But also, and, like, if you're going to steal, you want to be discreet. Yeah. Like, don't go naked.
Yeah.
Like, then you're really going to have.
That's yeah. honestly really funny.
And then while this lady is walking around the other end of the store, her little kid is
no.
on the other side of the store
stealing
shit.
No. That breaks my heart.
Right? Nobody was seeing that happen, though.
Because they were staring at her being
everybody was staring
naked.
At the mother naked. And we were like, and they both left, and she got away, and we like applauded. We're like, that was genius.
Wait, so
that
did you later?
Was, it was like Ocean's 11. That
was a distraction.
Like, that
Eleven.
It was genius. We could not help
Wait,
but
so
just.
How did you guys put it together? You watched the cameras?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the managers, we were a lot of, the manager saw the cameras. The
manager was trying to look back at that ass. No, you gotta
like,
see
wait
that.
A second, what's that kid doing?
Hold on.
We could so not, sad. We could not believe. I mean, yeah, it was sad, but like, it was still so smart.
But yeah, that means, that insane. Means that she's probably making that kid steal a lot more than
yeah.
just stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely. Don't, yeah, no, it's very sad no, that the kid is like being grown up right now, like to learn how to steal and all that. That's very, very sad.
No,
but
it's like
my God,
parenting.
I felt like I was watching a movie.
That
I felt
is,
like I was watching a movie.
That would be a scene in
yeah.
the
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was insane.
Holy shit.
Just wanted to share that story with you guys.
Yeah.
That kid was good. He was a good little thief.
Little backyard again.
He was a good little heist man.
Backyard again.
Little guy.
Love that.
But what I will say, what's worse than catching, or not catching, but seeing somebody stealing, this used to happen so much. We would have people come into the dressing room and go to the bathroom. The amount of times I walked in to do like the...
Wait. Sorry. I'm confused.
The, like, I would go into the fitting room like every probably like hour or so to do like a sweep to get like all of the clothing up.
Oh.
To like put them away because everybody just leaves stuff in the fitting room. I would go in there and there would be pee all over the floor. A lot. It was like multiple times this would happen too. And I'm like, bro, really?
But were they doing that purposely?
Yes.
To,
like
to
they just like.
At PacSun?
Yes.
So I'm like. No.
Dead
if it's
ass.
Like a, if it's like a department store where like, and it's like the, like that would make more sense to me, but like somewhere like a PacSun's crazy.
I think just like, I don't
I
have time
I'll
to go find a bathroom. Like it would just pee on the floor.
Heath, that's really insane.
The
they
floor.
Weren't doing
also,
this to like take attention away. Like while.
No. Also the amount of. Oh gosh.
Heath, maybe it was someone that was working there.
No.
Because
yeah, maybe
I've
you're
never heard
pranked.
Of that.
There was also a lot of like. Feminine hygiene products that would be left in the dressing room.
Used?
Yes.
No.
And I'm like, I don't want to go in and like pick this stuff up.
PacSun is really, I'm surprised.
I've never.
I thought she was a classy establishment.
No,
but
she
yeah,
is.
That
I'm
would
like,
that would grind my
that's
gears.
That's why they shut down 500 stores in America.
Hey, I love PacSun.
I used to fall off the PacSun.
It stands for Pacific Sunwear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I found, I know.
No, I think I knew that. I used to work there too. Oh.
Remember the Kendall and Kylie collection?
Oh my
remember
God,
remember
yes.
how that moved the
yes.
needle?
They moved.
That
with
was
those.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That
were you working
nuts.
There when they had the Kendall Kylie collection
no,
out?
No. We were selling like Crooks and Castle,
yeah.
Ruka, Hurley, that type Hurley. Of stuff.
You were pre Brandy Melville, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, y'all remember the Blue Dot sale?
No.
The oh blue God, dot yes, sale blue on PAX, you pretty much, you see that blue dot on an item, that means that shit is like 70% off.
It was,
off.
Such,
it was insane.
Know.
Yeah, and you got lucky with those blue dots. You yeah. find a good like jacket with that mm-hmm. blue dot on. My God. I would always get the good ones because I was working there, so I would snag all the.
Someone's trying to buy it. You're like, sorry, this sold out.
Oh, no, do it again.
That one's taken. Ooh, it's on hold.
Did you ever, maybe we talked about this, did you ever have like a job before, like as you're younger, like 16, 17?
You're looking at it.
Looking at it.
I did babysit.
And oh,
I
that's
did,
a little job.
I did carpool a bit. I carpooled some kids around.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Then now you're looking at
you,
it.
You were meant to be a mother.
I
you're doing just motherly
am.
Stuff.
I would pick them up from school. I'd take them to tennis. I'd take them home.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I would. I remember. I feel like this really solidified for me. I mean, I was young, but my best friend is a she was a kindergarten teacher. She's taught like kindergarten to third grade or so. And I remember I had the cutest baby ever to babysit. It was my mom's friend's daughter. And I remember they put me in charge of watching her. She was like a toddler at the time or something. And they like gave me all of her snacks. And I remember she would just start like crying a lot. They gave me like those little puffs. Yeah, do you know those like puffs the baby that puff. People eat?
Yeah, yeah, the like, baby puffs.
Wait, remember like Blastoids? Like
yes,
like
yes,
the circle ball yes. puffs.
It's like that, and they have like these puffs, and people literally eat them. Like adults eat them. They were so good. They're I had amazing. Not eaten for the day, so I started eating her food, ooh. And there was enough to go around. They okay, gave me go, a lot. Go, go. But they had like
she's
a,
crying.
They, like, had a, they had a whole container, and then they gave me like what else? They like some chicken, like some little like crispy chickpea, garbanzo bean things. Like they just gave me a bunch of stuff. And then
wait, how old is she?
Like four.
That's a good palate. I feel like
is
it's healthy.
That good? She just kept crying. So I kept trying to feed her food. And then Kaylee, my best friend, came over and she was so amazing with kids. And this is when I realized I don't have as much patience with her. She was like, you can't just like keep feeding a baby to make it stop crying. Like you have to like take her outside and like do all these things. And I'd just be like, snacks.
Here you go.
more snacks. You, go. You, put do you want some more snacks?
You put a machine that you put for a pet or it just shoots out.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Are you hungry? Oh!
She was such a cute little baby though. Gorgeous little Gerber baby.
Apparently when I was younger, I would cry a lot.
What?
There was a head nod there.
There was a head nod. Was it garbanzo bean?
Gerber baby.
No, I said Gerber baby first.
It was right there. There was one of them.
I know it was right there.
You said
I
Gerber?
I said Gerber baby first, but I don't know if I said it first, they would have immediately repeated it, right? In that moment. They wouldn't wait this long to say it again. I think it was garbanzo bean.
Remember when I didn't want to be on Remy's team? I'm so sorry for, I was like, I want to be on Heath's team.
I think it was garbanzo bean.
I feel like
garbanzo bean.
Should we go with that? Okay, garbanzo bean.
Are you raising your hand?
Yeah.
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 Yes!
Let's go, God! Zane!
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have looked good at job. You. Good I'm job. Sorry.
If he wasn't looking at you, he would have not.
I didn't know he was looking at me.
Good job.
Wow.
There was something weird there for sure.
The rush!
Good. Oh.
Also, garbanzo beans are a choking hazard for babies, so no, I did not give her crispy chickpeas.
Hello, did you have a perm and then go in the shower?
Yes, obviously she
okay,
was eating,
legally blonde.
Obviously she was eating dissolvable little baby snacks.
Oh my God, Mariah's gonna have so much fun with that clip because the moment good. She said garbanzo bean, my face lit up and I looked at you.
I cannot wait to hear what your words were. What have you guys done all yours yet?
I'm not, don't say anything.
Oh,
we're gonna let out the surprise at the
they're
end.
They're like, oh, we okay. haven't said any. That was me last time. I was like, I didn't do it.
Also, there was another time when I was working at PacSun with like a whole fitting room situation. There was this couple that came in and the girl was in the fitting room and the guy was like outside, like in the store God. Shopping. So I'm the manager, so I'm working alone. Like there's nobody else with me. And
okay,
it's,
manager.
Come on.
Okay. Promotion. You're climbing on the corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You really did. He did everything he could to get a manager in every spot.
And we're getting ready to close. Like it's end of the night. Like I need to start like clearing out the fitting room, counting the money, whatever. So
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I was checking all of the fitting rooms because we had like a lot, and I was getting out all the old clothes to do like go backs or whatever. And I knew she was in one of them, but I was cleaning out the rest. So I would push a door open and then I would grab everything, like whatever, knock, like grab it. And then one I went to push open and she didn't lock the door. So I pushed it open.
Oh no.
And she wasn't like naked or anything, but she was in the middle of like doing like try-ons, whatever. Yeah. So as soon as I opened it, I heard something. I don't know, like in here, something like that. So I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in there. Sorry. So I went to like keep going and like clearing the rest of the dressing rooms. Though. All of a sudden, here comes boyfriend. What the? You trying to look at my girl? What the? No, we're going to have a problem. And then she comes out and then now they're both yelling at me. I'm like,
she's yelling at you too?
She saw like his reaction and then she was like backing it. Like, so then I was like, listen, I'm so sorry. That was a genuine accident. The door wasn't locked. I'm really, really sorry. I did not mean to make you feel uncomfortable. Like, and I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, trust me, I'm not trying to like peek in on people.
I'm shocked she wasn't just like, oh my God, no, it was an accident.
I think she knew, but like,
once you see your, like, you kind of like back him up.
Then like they both, and I was like, I am so sorry. And then they're like, this is unacceptable. And I'm like, I'm not really sure what else to say. Like, it was a genuine accident. I did not mean to do that. I'm really sorry if I made either of you feel uncomfortable. And then they, no, we need to talk to somebody. I'm like, they were like, no, we need to see a manager. Call your manager. I was like, I am the manager. There's nothing that I can, like, I don't know where else to go with this other than to just give you my deepest apology. And it just kept escalating and escalating. And then finally, I was just like, that's it. That's all I have. Like there, and then they like finally calmed down. They're like, don't ever let this happen again. I'm like, trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, but it was just like a crazy experience. I've never been like backed into a corner by
you're
like,
all alone.
But like, honestly, yes.
I thought they were going to try to pull some shit. Like you need to give us like,
they were trying to,
yeah,
and
like
they were trying to like
blue dot
shit.
Sale prices. Yeah.
Put that blue sticker on this.
Price. Yeah. Yeah. On every fucking blue sticker
on every single item.
But yeah, I don't know if they were like trying to like work some sort of deal out of it, but I remember feeling so uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
I just feel like you should never work alone.
Yeah.
You know what?
I was
like,
young
that
too.
Ash too. Yeah. When Ash would work alone.
That is a good, because you, there was cameras in the store?
Yeah, we had cameras.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure, did you guys ever look back to like?
Well, I'm sure the fitting rooms don't really have.
I was in the fitting room hallway.
Not the fitting
so
room,
I don't think there
the
was
store.
Cameras in the fitting room
I was
going to
say,
hallway.
Even the hall, I could see there just for privacy reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ash used to work at a hotel for like many years. And she'd always like be working by herself, and like there'd always be like drunk people.
It is scary,
like, it's
working
scary.
Alone.
Yeah, and then there were cameras, but of course they never wanted to like hire security, so she ended up quitting because she was just like,
"What was? Wasn't there something that happened that made her quit though?
Some drunk guest like pushed her against the wall, and she
no
was just
way.
Like, yeah,
and she's alone.
Holy shit! Yeah, I don't think I feel like every job should always have two people.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's more just for like witnesses and yeah,
especially too because like when I was at Brookstone, I was the manager, so I would have to go be the first one to like get there, unlock the store, and then I would have to run the money in a bag from the store and then lock up and then go to the bank.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So I would just be walking around with this little zip bag.
That's crazy.
You do. You guys did that?
Mm-hmm. And were you moving money at Brookstone? Like, it's
pretty
expensive.
It wasn't
stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Like, easily somebody could have just like, watch me go to my car.
Yeah. I didn't know that's how they transported money.
What's the truck called that goes around?
Brinks.
Yeah.
Or Brink.
Oh, Brinks trucks.
Isn't it Garda? Or Guard?
Oh, they had like different companies.
Maybe different brands out here, but yeah, it was Brink.
But I thought it was much more, I didn't think it was that like kind of chill where they just have the manager walk out with the cash.
Also with like, well?
Yeah, okay. At Brookstone and PacSun.
Okay.
But moving
okay,
on
resume.
Who does suck in and get to the top so quick?
Do my thing. Sounds like if all goes to shit, you'll have an easier time getting a job than us.
Yeah, so true.
Got a stacked resume.
Yeah. I couldn't even get a fuck. Yeah, no, I'd be fucked.
But also, 21?
No.
Not after I was talking about it.
But also, like, what if I what if I got hit in the head while walking and I acted like the envelope went missing? You know what I mean? You're putting some trust in people.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Like, I could have been like, this guy, he chased after me and he assaulted me and he grabbed the envelope and just ran off.
But you would never, because that here
the
I am.
Of that actor that staged that whole thing.
Jesse Smollett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
and then the next day, the guys came out. They're like, he paid us. That was crazy.
He paid us to do it.
That's crazy.
But Heath, like, that means, can anybody be, not anybody be a manager, but.
I mean, I think I was 18.
That's crazy.
That is like really young for a manager.
That's a lot of responsibility for a kid.
I would not trust an 18-year-old to walk around with a ton of cash like that to go to a bank. I would. It's really weird.
I didn't have anything like that because obviously I did like music teaching, and then I worked at a pita store where they would have me like clothes. So that was exciting when they were like
pita, like
extreme
the,
pita.
It like was amazing. It's sandwich. Like Chipotle. It's like Subway, but they make you a pita.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the animal rights.
No.
Was it like a Mediterranean spot?
Oh, it was so good.
So
yeah.
Yum.
Oh, it was so good.
You got hummus.
Hummus.
Okay, out here, shout out California Pita.
Yeah.
The best. California Pita.
Very good. I just had it for the first time. Like, amazing.
Where do you go? There's one here?
There's one out by us.
No.
Yeah, it's right on Ventura.
Shut up.
It's unbelievable.
That's the one that we like, right? In Mammoth?
No, Pita Pit.
Pita Pit is
close
good.
Enough.
This is embarrassing.
Close enough. Pita Pit's really but it's good. Like really, really clean too. Like you feel like you're eating healthy food at home. It's really nice.
No, I honestly love working there. But I also coached cheer at the same time. So one time I was coaching a middle school team by myself. And I was probably like, I had just graduated high school. So I wasn't even like that old. I was probably like 18, 19. And the craziest thing happened when I was having all the girls do like warm-ups. And this is how like, you think you're so old when you're 18, but then you're in those types of positions where you're like, I need an adult.
Yeah.
One of my girls dislocated her knee.
Oh.
Start screaming bloody murder. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like freaking. I'm like, what do I fucking do? What do I fucking do? What do I fucking do? And I, at that moment, I was like, I need an adult.
Yeah.
It was so scary. But she had knee problems. Like, so she like, it wasn't like.
You pop it back in.
Yeah, but like luckily it went back in, but I literally was like, I don't know what to do. But I was like, I should not be here. I'm too young.
Like once an emergency happens, it's scary.
How old were you teaching cheerleading?
It was right after I graduated high school. Oh, so okay, 18, so 19.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like a summer job or you're like getting paid?
I got paid, but it was nothing. Nothing.
What I think is crazy too, like lifeguards are a serious job.
Yes.
But
you can do the community service. It's gonna be like a community service type.
But also, like, I feel like they don't pay attention really. Like every time, because like my brother was a lifeguard, and he was like, we messed around the entire day, and it was like
pool
a free for all. Like, he was at a pool.
Okay.
And I'm like, you gotta save people. Like, but he did. He did have like a bunch of like close calls where he would like dive in, like pull babies out, like
wow.
So like he was on it, but like you're like he was young. He was like 16, 17, 18.
Damn. And yeah, because like the chance of something happening is so slim, but in that moment you have to be able to like
you got.
And
it.
You have. I know there's like training for it, but still, like that's yeah.
I remember this kid almost drowned me.
You
when I was at the pool, yeah.
What, like held you under.
Yes, it was the scariest.
Like, well, how old were you guys?
I think I was maybe 9 or 10. It was,
that's scary.
Dude, traumatizing. He couldn't really swim, and he just jumped in, and he was, like, doing the freak out where, like, if you keep doing that for too long, like he was gonna drown.
That happens so much too, where people can't swim and they'll hold on to somebody and push them down. Like,
so,
it's
sorry. So I was trying to like help him.
One second.
No, yeah. I'm just, I have to apologize for laughing because we
have a story. We'll tell you the story.
We have a story. Oh,
I thought you had a word. Okay.
No. I was just, it's funny. But that's why I was laughing.
And he was also, I'm not sure what he had, but he was some sort of like special need.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And like I knew he couldn't swim, so when he like jumped in, like I was like trying to like
help.
Make because it wasn't the deep end, but I could like barely like touch. Like if I dropped like 2 inches, like I could feel the ground below me.
Yeah.
So I like was trying to like help him like get back to the side, and he went full panic, and he was on top of me. Pushing trying to do whatever he could to stay above the water because he was panicking.
Yeah.
And he just like was doing like pushing my head down, and I kept trying to like get out from under and like get away, but he had like a grip on me and was just doing this. And I remember thinking, terrible. I was like, where is the lifeguard right now? Yeah. And then I started panicking. I'm like, and I'm choking, spitting up water. And he just kept pushing. I finally like broke free and I was like screaming for help. Like that was the scariest.
Is this in a pool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Like a community pool.
Oh my God.
I was freaking out.
Dude, lifeguards are so important for that. Like,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Yeah, especially.
And like, nobody saw that, right? Like, no parents saw that? Because it just looks like you're like playing.
I feel like it's kind of quiet sometimes. Yeah. Like, the drowning is, it's silent sometimes.
Yeah. Because you literally can't be, like, you just can't even get a scream out because of the water. That's crazy.
Water is terrifying.
No, water is so dangerous. When we went to Hawaii, I went to Hawaii a few years ago with Ollie. And it was for his birthday, and I really wanted him to swim. I had made a friend on TikTok, and he does, like, drone footage and does, like, GoPro footage and shows. He lives in Hawaii and, like, runs a charter service. Shout out to GE. And he's so sweet. And so I was friends with him on TikTok, and then he was like, bless you. He was like, oh, my gosh, when you come out here, like, I could take your friends out on the boat, like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, my God, that'd be so fun. So we went with me, Ollie, and then two of our other friends. And leading up to the boat day, I really wanted Ollie to go into the boat and go swimming with us. And we were going to go like open ocean diving. So like you'd go pretty far out, like drive like an hour out on a boat, open ocean. You can see dolphins and all the fish and stuff. And so for like days leading up, I kept telling Ollie, because I had never seen him swim, I was like, let's practice. Like, will you please come in the water when we go on the boat? He's like, yeah, we'll totally go. And we were even like at one of the like beaches where it was really shallow. And I was like, well, let's practice here. Mm-hmm. I can help you. And then when we get to the boat, you'll be good to go. And he was like, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'm like, okay, if you say
Our confident.
Are you talking about Ollie?
This Ollie.
Okay.
No, you guys, I know I'm being like silly, but truly like we almost died. And so we get to the boat. We get there, we're on the North Shore where the waves are like bigger.
Yeah.
And we get all the way out to the open ocean and we find this pod of dolphins. And so we start following the pod of dolphins and we're trying to chase them to like get in with the water with them. And so we follow them and then we park the boat and me and the two others jump out and I'm like swimming. And I'm like, oh, Ollie. And he's like, no, I'm good. Like, I'll get out later. And I'm like, okay. And then the dolphins swam away. So we get back in the boat. We do that a couple times. And then finally we find them and all the dolphins had gone to the bottom of the ocean and we're like chilling down there. And like, it was so crazy. Like I look under and they're just like hanging out. So we all jump off. And I start swimming. And then I was like, no, Ollie, like, come over. Come with me. And he's like, okay, fine. So I give my GoPro to one of my friends. So the two of them go, like, they start diving under. Because it's, like, they're just, like, chilling there. It's crazy. So they start going under. And I'm like, Ollie. And now I'm maybe, like, 10 feet from the boat. I'm like, Ollie, jump in. He's like, okay. So he, like, puts his feet over. And I will say, like, we should have asked for life vests. We should have had flippers. Like,
right.
We might have had flippers. But we had snorkels. I think that's maybe all we had. And I will never forget him, like, in the moment that he flopped off the boat, I was like, oh, no.
Because I was like, he doesn't know how to swim. So he falls in the ocean.
Baby. And he starts flailing. But keep in mind, we're in the middle of the open ocean. Oh, you can't even see land from here. So he's flailing. So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I go over to him and he koalas onto me. And
oh my baby, God.
Ollie, baby. My baby. He's in my ear. So he's on me like this. And he's in my ear. And he's like, Remy, Remy, I can't swim. We're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die.
He said, I'm bringing you down with me. We're going to die.
I'm flailing. He's on me like a koala. But because of the weight, we're going under.
Right. And you didn't have a life vest on either.
No. So I'm sinking and I'm like, Ollie, you have to let go. Ollie, you have to let go. You have to let go. I have to swim. I can pull you. I can pull you. But he's so scared he won't let go. Because again, it's like a drop down, mm-hmm. like 100 feet. There's no shallow anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm flailing. He's like on me. And I'm like, you have to let go. Like, please, please, please. And I'm like literally swallowing water. Finally, I'm like, I've gotten us now to the back of the boat somehow. And I'm like, you have to let go. So I take his whole body and I throw it onto the back of the boat where his arms are holding and he's kicking and he's like, ah! And so then my friend, I think we must have been like, that's the thing. You're kind of quiet. We're not like, help, help. We were just, I was like, oh, you have to let go.
Who's going to help me? The dolphins?
Literally. And so I was like, it never happened before though.
Sometimes they help. And so then I see my friend like freaks. He's like registering what's happening and I see him run and he runs and he throws the ladder over the back of the boat to get him up. And so then I get Ollie onto the ladder and I push his ass up onto the boat and then we both finally make it up and I'm like coughing, he's coughing, we're like freaking out and we look down and his legs were had like
I thought you were gonna say chopped off.
No.
And then I was like, wait, no, I just saw him with legs like 5 minutes ago.
His legs are fake.
His legs were gone.
He had cuts on his legs and I was like, what was going on? The propeller had still been
no
slowly though. Like the engine was off, but it had been a little while. It wasn't like obviously his legs literally would have been cut off. It was just slow.
I didn't know that.
His legs.
That could have been so bad.
And then the best part, this all happened, but it was so quick. It had to only be like maybe a couple minutes.
It probably felt like 20.
Oh, I really thought I was going to die. And then it was so funny because like during this whole time, like our friends have no idea because they're just sitting there with their goggles in the water, kicking and watching the dolphins. Finally, my friend comes up and he goes, oh my God, did you see that? The dolphins were shitting. Like on the boat.
Ollie just sliced off of the thighs.
And we lived to tell the tale.
Wow.
It was really scary.
He's so lucky.
It's one of those things now that it's like, oh, it's so funny, especially when you know him.
We were laughing like a day later.
Can Ollie swim now?
No, and he doesn't think he'll ever swim in the water. He doesn't like to swim and I won't push him again.
We were on a boat in Miami and when we came back to dock, a boat came flying up into like the harbor, like where the boats, like where all the slips are. And there's a dude on the back of this boat.
Oh, Heath. Oh, no.
That's screaming sounds that I've never, ever heard come out of a human being before.
We're all like startled because there were like bloody murder screams. We're so scared. We look.
Oh, no.
And there's like EMS jumping onto the boat, rushing and pulling him. He got hit by the propeller.
Oh, shit.
His leg.
We saw with our own eyes, foot was completely gone.
Gone. And
we sat there like, it was, you couldn't, because you saw it right there. It was just gone.
The boat was silent. Everybody was like,
oh. We felt so uneasy.
The whole foot?
The whole foot.
From here down.
No.
Whole foot was gone.
So sad.
But like, it happens so much. Like, people don't realize, like, you have to, like, cut it. Like, if you're jumping in the water, you're swimming to the back to, like...
Always shut it off.
Well, and I feel like it's... I mean, they should be told not to jump to the back of the boat ever. But, like, how many times... When you're an adult, people, like, assume you know things, too, you know?
When you're, like, getting up on back onto the boat, like, you're literally close.
Under. Yeah. Always. Really sad.
One of the biggest fears, like if you're on a boat, just be so mindful and careful. Always make sure it's off. But I think like it was one of those like booze cruise type things where they're out. Like it's like a huge thing out there. You like go to like the sandbar and everybody gets like blacked out and just like accidents.
That's the thing. When you're drunk, you don't even think about shit like the propellers when you're like next to a boat. It's
we went on like the Citizen app and we could hear like the 911 calls that were made, and it was.
Like out on the water.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Insane.
But that night taught us. It was like, oh, never, ever, ever go off a boat like that.
We were silent the whole entire night. Nobody talked that whole night afterwards. We were just like,
it did so something sad. To you seeing that. It was hard. It was a hard watch. But I think they actually reached out.
Oh yes, because we did talk about it.
We talked about it on the podcast.
One of the relative, I think it was like a cousin or
something. Was a listener of the podcast and she heard us talking about it. She's like, oh my God, that was us.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing good now.
Filled us in with like the recovery because they saw it like right after we posted it.
Yeah.
Be so careful.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
And I'm glad Ollie's alive.
Yes.
Yes, Ollie.
Well, did we finish all of our words?
Are we ending it?
I think so. It's been an hour and a half.
All right, I'm guessing you guys finished all your words.
We did.
Damn. You did?
Yeah.
Did. Okay.
Good job.
I feel like the second we did, it was like, okay, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, can we make guesses on what we thought it might have been in the moment?
Please.
Mesozoic.
Yep.
Yep.
Fuck.
Mesozoic era.
Yep.
But I said era, and then you picked up era, but you didn't, I don't think you heard me. I think you thought it was subconscious, but I said it first, and then you were like, I said era first.
Oh, you said era before me.
I wasn't going to correct
you. Dang, repeating words syndrome that I have. Oh my God. Okay, so that was it. Damn it, Heath. You're right on that. Okay.
Do you have any other ones that you thought it might have been?
And garbanzo beans.
That was it. What else?
The last two were good.
Yeah,
I think they slipped those in pretty well.
Okay, what were they?
Honda Odyssey.
You know what?
No That's so way. Weird
because you said that and I was like weirdly specific and then I was like, okay, maybe the word was Odyssey. So you said Honda Odyssey to get it. That's so crazy.
Damn.
I knew something was weird.
I was like, I knew it was a white BMW. I had no idea what it was. And then you brought up Tommy's story and you were like, a car accident.
I was hoping.
Tammy, you know what? That story wasn't even that crazy. And you because when you brought it up, I was like, that wasn't even that crazy.
It did come up to me and he was shaken up. Aww. And then we did have the convo about the dash cam.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I should have caught that story because I wasn't that crazy.
The last word was Fergalicious.
I said Freakalicious to like lay myself up for Fergie. And then that became a thing.
Which
so then
I will say, I sang it though. Which I know last time the rules were no singing. So then I repeated
it. Yeah, you're like Fergalicious.
Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have gotten that because she said Freakalicious first.
I was trying to.
But that was good. You got both.
That was good on you.
I tried.
Okay.
But I did sing it. So thanks for
your words.
Okay. Our words were the first one.
We said all of them.
You did.
Okay.
The first one.
We should guess. Oh, there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember anything they said.
Thief.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
No, Thief is like very simple.
That whole, I know, but that whole story, I was like, there's something here. There has to be. And then the other.
Mall?
No.
Oh. Go
okay.
Ahead.
So. The first one I was able to sneak in the first 4 minutes is when I brought up your book.
What'd you say?
I said Hogwarts.
Oh.
Damn it.
It was like perfect.
Damn it.
Because that was actually, that story was in my notes.
Yeah.
Of you crying. So, and I knew that you knew I was going to bring that up at some point.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
And it is like Harry Potter. Damn it.
The second one I got in where we were talking about like the mental thing. And I was like, oh, you guys are like playing like Jedi mind tricks on each other.
I didn't even hear you say that. Wow.
I don't remember that. Damn it.
The third word I got, when was that?
There was a few I was like.
Oh, yes.
Quasimodo.
Ah, you say that a lot though.
I don't think I've ever said Quasimodo.
Wait, but I like thought you did. Oh, you know, you did the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think we mentioned Quasimodo once a long time ago.
But so I just was like, oh, he says that a lot.
I got Quasimodo.
Wait, you did say that
at our Ariel Silks class because you had a Hunchback and you said that.
I was gonna mention something about my back at some point to bring Quasimodo, but you said it first.
And then,
it was good.
Okay.
The last word I got you to repeat it after.
Damn it.
And that's the best when you get it out and then the person repeats
the word.
That was garbanzo beans until you nodded.
Yes.
The last one was backyardigans.
No, I love the backyardigans.
You're like backyardigans.
Damn it.
The backyardigans.
Yeah, that was good though. Everybody did really well.
I like the
well.
Teams
really
because good. You're like better. You're yeah. Like, don't. Yeah,
it's so fun to like get it out like and have somebody know you just got. It's so much more rewarding. Like when Zane said it, I was like,
Yeah. Well, I kept watching your really faces good. To be like, okay, yeah. like, yeah. are they excited? Damn
but
it.
But no, we actually, there was not one time where when we said that word, we looked at each other. We just kept on going with
I'm
the story.
I'm sorry. I'm as subtle as a gun.
But I will say, I like would have forgot we were playing the game because you would say something and you'd be like, Alicia.
The first time I laid it up for the era, I was like, what time period? You're like, I don't know. Dragons? I was like,
damn.
The Mesozoic era, perhaps?
Wait, so who won?
I think they won.
We won because we got one
and
word.
We got zero.
Oh, you're right. Remy.
I'm sorry.
It's
you
okay.
have to buy us lunch.
We'll buy you lunch after you take us to Aspen. We'll buy you lunch in Aspen. How about that?
Oh.
Deal.
Fair.
The most expensive restaurant.
Matsuhisa?
The most expensive.
We asked them to fly out something from like Paris.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Like fresh pasta. Mm-hmm. I want it from delivered.
Paris. Fresh pasta from
the
Paris.
Way that they're known for. They like wouldn't know. Like we could just, you
it's
know.
True. It's true.
Well, good job, everybody.
That was, yeah,
that
really
was amazing.
Fun.
That was good.
That was for everyone who has requested us playing this game again, and we figured we'd elevate it just a little bit.
Yes, which was a total of 4 people. So we love you, 4 people. Thank you.
You guys are definitely going to want to check out our Patreon, especially mm-hmm. this month. We did vlog with permission, of course, at Heath and Mariah's wedding. You're going to want to see that video. See behind the scenes,
yes.
the insider look behind a dynamic duo, power couple, influencer of the stars.
Wedding of the century.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Watch as I hand my best friend over to Mariah.
To the track of Bad Baby.
Yeah, to the track of Bad Baby. And we have a ton of other videos on there, all for $10 a month. You'll get the best content that is out there. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
And the best part is as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on there. So you can binge watch everything. Just have a nice little weekend, you know, mm-hmm. just check it out. It's
Hang
a great
out
time.
With us.
Exactly. You can check out these episodes every Thursday, every week, audio and video, both. On youtube.com/basicallyunfiltered and audio for all the podcasts.
Good job.
Hey, sweetie, you want to say the outro? No, it's okay. It's okay. Honey.
Go ahead.
Say it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you.
Peace
Bye.
And blessings, y'all.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.